Money Minute. Rose, what questions have we got today?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Rose. How about yourself?
I'm great, thanks. So we've been talking about credit for a little while, and Amanda wants to know, what is a good credit score to have?
Yeah, so a good credit score really is over 720.
Okay.
Some lenders may look for over 740. A bad credit score is when you get below 620.
Okay.
Yeah, and so... So
kind of in that middle area is like...
It's like, okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit higher rate, but you can probably still get the credit. Once you get below 620, you're going to struggle to even get approved for the credit.
Now, if it does dip below the 620, how do I make it better?
Yeah, so most likely if you went below 620, it's because you paid a bill late.
Okay.
And so the biggest things you can do to raise your credit score is pay your bills on time, right? And any time within 30 days is actually on time. See, at 15 days, you get charged a late fee, but they don't consider that late for the credit bureau purposes. You have to be a full 30 days late.
Okay.
So if you're a day 16 or 17, don't freak out.
So
still
if
pay
I'm
it.
Like a day late on my bill, it's not going to like ding me.
You have to be 30 full days late, right? You basically, if the bill was due January 1st, if you don't make it by February 1st, now
then
you're 30 days late. Now you're going to get the ding on your credit. So pay those bills on time and keep the balances low.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know that there was that almost like a buffer for those 30 days that doesn't affect your credit score, just in case for some reason you can't pay your bill on time. Thanks, Robert. If you have questions for Robert, he'll be back tomorrow to answer them at 8:25.